Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And go.
What's your favorite painting?
Ever?
Yeah.
Do you want a serious answer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm afraid this is going to paint me in a certain light. Haha, no pun intended. But like, I'm quite the fan of the airbrush art of H.R. Giger. Or Geiger, but yeah. It's Giger.
Oh, is it actually? I always thought it was Geiger.
No, that's Americanizing. Yeah, no, it's Giger. Yeah. Of his stuff, there's probably a handful that I would say is my favorite paintings. Yeah. I quite like his series when he went to Japan. It's a lot of repeating patterns, and he did his version of skylines and stuff. So there's a serious geeky answer for you.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Why, have you got a favorite painting?
No.
No, I don't. All right.
I've got a favorite sculpture.
No, do you really?
Yeah.
You're making that up.
Nah, dude.
What is it?
David.
Michelangelo's David.
No, not that one. Not that one.
Just a sculpture of a guy called David.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it was by David. I think the guy's name was...
The statue's name?
No, yeah. The guy that it was modeled after, but David called it him.
So it's David by David?
It's David by David, but the guy who David's actually modeled after, I think his name was Earl. So yeah, it's really good.
What pose is Earl doing in this?
What pose is Earl doing?
Yeah.
He's mid floss.
The dance or the action?
Both is the thing. He's got four arms.
Oh.
He's got four arms, one doing that, and one flossing his teeth.
It's a meta commentary on dental hygiene and meme dancing.
It's really deep because it's like, maybe we need to stop eating up all of these memes and maybe floss our teeth a bit more. Because you can see his teeth, they're great. But his hips that are doing the flossing, his hips are gross. They're gross. They've got beer can rings around them and stuff. It's really good. Are Joe Rogan and Seth Rogan the same person? I mean, like, they cousins.
Do you think cousins are the same people?
Wait, what are the ones where they are like the same person?
The twins?
Oh, I was thinking of twins.
They're not. They're not.
Not even like fraternal?
No.
Okay. You sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay, so they're not related.
They both like weed.
Do they?
Yeah, they're both big proponents of the wacky tobacco.
Oh, okay.
It's just a fact. I'm not saying do that.
I got another fact.
What?
Did you know in Japan they have KFC for Christmas? Got more to it.
Okay, hang on.
Do you do a Joe Rogan laugh?
Do you mean a Seth Rogan laugh?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Can you do a Seth Rogan laugh? That's your bit, is it?
Well, I wanted you to try. Try, Dad.
No, no.
Do it.
I need to hear it.
Don't be scared. Don't be afraid.
I need to hear it.
After you try your first attempt.
That's pretty good.
Now we'll search up Joe Rogan laugh. And we'll... Can you put some interlude music in this bit?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Can't do any of that.
Oh, wait. It's Seth Rogen, isn't it?
That is going to plague you now. Oh, I think mine was pretty good.
Tom! Tom!
Okay. This is. Can we stop now?
Wait, does he play? Who does he play in? Is he the mantis in Kung Fu Panda?
He is the mantis in Kung Fu Panda. Is that your impression of Seth Rogen? Or you almost had me say Joe Rogan. Is that your impression of Seth Rogen or Mantis from Kung Fu Panda?
Both. They're the same person. You just said that, you fool.
Do another one. Now that you've heard it, go again. Oh, wait, sorry. I just wanted to add it. My own one in. But now, there you go. Yeah.
How's that?
B tier.
Oh, come on. So I've done the thing that all podcasts do this time of year.
What?
I've got the Google most search.
We're showing our Spotify rap?
No, we're not. No.
Okay, so my Spotify rap.
No, we're not.
So,
No. Look, I've got the, see what's trending in 2023, Google searches.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you got your finger on the pulse?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I've got the Google most searched list, and I'm on global.
Oh, global.
Yeah, so we're going to play a game.
It's like Wordle?
No, it's global. It's what has been most searched as a planet on Google in 2023.
Okay.
I can't make it more clearer.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep.
So if I pick a topic and you just, so I've got like the top five of a whole heap of topics in front of me.
Yeah.
If I pick a topic and you just tell me what you remember from 2023 and we'll see if you are even vaguely in tune with the world.
I go call dinosaurs.
Movies.
No, that was the first one I said dinosaurs.
What category would that be in?
Is that a category?
No, dinosaurs isn't a category.
Oh, really?
I don't even think it's a search thing. Not on what I'm looking.
Jurassic World Dominion. Was that in there?
Not in the top five, no.
No. Was Killers of the Flower Moon in there?
I don't think it's been out long enough.
Barbie,
number one.
Oppenheimer.
Number two. I'll give you two more guesses. You got one and two. That's pretty good.
Two more guesses.
Yeah, just to see if you can get anything else in the top five.
Can't I go for all five if I think about it? Let me think.
I don't think you can get two.
I like to think I'm a bit of a cinema buff.
All right.
Saltburn.
No. Do you want a clue?
No.
One of them was like the fourth chapter.
Spider-Verse. That's one of them, isn't it?
No.
Not.
Well, hold on. Maybe if I click on it, I'll get the top 10. Show five more. Yeah, I can.
Into the Spider-Verse.
No, not there.
Not there.
No.
Chapter. Oh, was that last year's Spider-Verse? No. What was the chapter?
It's the fourth chapter of something. That's the clue.
I don't know any book.
No, it's not a book movie.
Why is it chapter?
Because it's the fourth part of a story.
Just say it. Just say them all.
It's
now.
John Wick, chapter four.
Okay, then what?
No, that was like number five. Number three was Jawan, J-A-W-A-N.
Okay.
Sound of Freedom, number four. You heard of that film?
Never.
No, me neither.
Never mind.
A little film at number six, Avatar Way of the Water.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, you should remember that. Number seven, this one I think got an Oscars bump because it should have been in 2022. Can you tell me what it is?
Everywhere. All at once.
Yeah. Gadar 2, I'm guessing that's Indian. Gadar, I don't know anything about it. Creed 3, I don't know when we saw that. And Pathan, which also looks like an Indian film. See, this is the thing about global. We're going to get non-English speaking stuff. And look, no offense intended, but we sort of only speak English.
We're monolingual.
Yeah, we're terrible.
And we got mono.
No, we don't.
Okay, I've got mono.
Oh, God, we've got to get that. Okay, I can switch it to Australia. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to switch to Australia. Now, you don't get as many categories. We get, this is actually going to make things, all right, let's start again.
Okay.
Okay.
For movies?
Yeah, we'll start again for movies. We'll do movies? Top 10, and I think you'll have, oh, wow. I think you'll have a better time with this one. I think you'll have a better time with this one. Now, if you get five, we move on to the next one, right? 10 guesses. If you get five, we move on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay. Top 10 movies searched for on Google this year from Australia. Let's go.
I think Barbie, Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah. But is Barbie one? Well, Barbie's on there, but is it number one?
No, it's two.
Yeah. Oppenheimer beat out Barbie in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we don't like women. Then I think Barbie, Oppenheimer, that's two.
Then I think it's going to be Aussie Jingle Bells.
That's not one of them.
Then I think it's going to be... Was there any Steve Irwin biopics out?
No.
What do Australians watch? Was Kangaroo Jack? Kangaroo Jack, show me Kangaroo Jack.
No, we're up to five. Oh. That's five guesses. You've got two.
Mad Max Fury Road.
No.
Okay. I guess we're going to go for some stuff that's a bit
that's
more...
That's six. You've got four left and you've got to get three.
A bit more international. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's number three on the list.
Yeah. And then it's going to be... The Boy and the Heron.
No, no, bit late.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, so now you've got two left and you've got to nail these two.
We're going to nail these two.
And if you can remember what we spoke about globally, you will.
Yeah, I should. What was there?
Oh, come on, man. So, a movie that came out this last year.
That would be good content. What movies came out? Spider-Verse.
No, you're out. Boo. What? Was that your guess? Across the Spider-Verse? No, not in the top 10.
What was it?
We had John Wick again.
Oh, yeah.
We had Avatar Way of Water again.
Oh, yeah.
Had the menu.
They had no spider.
This will annoy you. Killers of the Flower Moon.
No!
Sound of Freedom, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Michelin Man Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Oh, he's made out of tires. We've got to kill him. How can we kill him? He's made out of tires. No, he's made out of tires. We've got to kill him. You can't kill him. He's made out of tires. Oh, no, there he is. Bang, 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 bang. I give you three stars in the head, and by stars I mean bullet holes. Bang, 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 bang.
Okay, do you want to try this one?
I can't believe you just played that bit from Michelin Man.
I know. Oh, yeah, we're going to get in trouble. I reckon you could probably get... I reckon you'll get one.
I'm going to try on this
one. I reckon you'll get one. This is sports. How many in the top 10? I'll let you bid for how many you can get.
Samka.
What type? Okay. These are... There's no people in it. There's just events.
World Cup.
Which World Cup?
Women.
Okay, that's number three. How many more of these do you think you can get? That's the one I thought you could get.
I think I could get all of them.
You can get all 10?
Yeah. I'm not much of a movies fan, but I'm a big sports head, so I think I've got this in the bag.
Okay, let's go.
So next we're going to go...
Oh, when I said there's no people in it, there is... Because it's somebody versus somebody.
Then it would be we're talking Messi versus Ronaldo.
No.
What?
What did they do? Did they have a fight?
No.
I'll give you a clue on that. It's also a fight.
Yeah. I realized as I was saying it, it's probably a fight you're talking about there. The joke was going to be that I actually ace this, but I can't ace it.
Okay.
So this is a good...
I reckon you can't get another sporting event that occurred in the whole year, even if they happened every year.
KSI versus someone.
No.
You didn't punch anyone this year?
No. Oh, probably. But there's even more ridiculous person.
Olympics.
No, the Olympics didn't happen this year.
Oh, what? What?
It's not even... No, nobody searched it.
Winter Olympics.
No, they... No.
Men's World Cup.
Did the Men's World Cup happen this year? I don't think it did.
Bowling Championship.
What is that?
Tour de France.
No.
The F1.
Nope. I'm impressed with you know any of these things.
I'm a sporty guy.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Do you want me to give you
a... I've been dribbling a basketball this entire time.
Yeah. You got the Women's World Cup. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Was there a big hockey event on?
Hockey?
Yeah.
No, not in Australia.
AFL Grand Slam Final.
Not even... No, the AFL Grand Final's not on here.
Was there one?
Yeah, but it's not in the top 10 search things.
Was there the Rugby Grand Final? Was there the All Blacks?
No.
Versus anyone?
No.
No?
Not in here.
Yeah, give me a hinty.
Okay, it was Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury was the versus one.
I was going to joke and ask, did Jake Paul fight anyone? But then
you didn't. You lost your bottle.
Oh, we'll move on from that bit because this is taking a while.
You know what might help your memory with this type of thing, remembering whole year?
I don't know. Is it Magic Mind?
It is Magic Mind. Magic Mind's got like some stuff in it that helps. helps your cognitive abilities.
Yeah, I believe it's got a lion mane mushroom.
Oh, and it's got cordyceps as well.
Cordyceps?
Yeah, along with a whole heap of other cool things that give you a little pep in your step.
That's so cool.
Have you tried Magic Mind?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it really sort of like woke me up and got me going.
How much of the Magic Mind shot did you actually manage to get down?
I don't think that's good for the ad day. You should cut this bit out.
I like the taste of Magic Mind. It's based on matcha tea, and generally I find matcha tea things. Remember those Kit Kats we got from Japan?
Yeah.
And they were matcha tea Kit Kats.
Speaking of Japan.
And they were really powdery.
See, of Japan, Dad.
Yeah.
Did you know in Japan they eat KFC on Christmas?
Yeah, I've remembered that.
From when?
Because my memory's improved.
Oh. Oh,
yeah, because I've been taking the Magic Mind.
Whoa!
Okay, so you don't have to believe me or listen to him. If you want to try Magic Mind, I've got a special little discount for you. You can get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase if you use our code ZESTYLIFE20, all one word. You can go to magicmind.com/Jan, that's J-A-N, ZESTYLIFE, for this January special and use our code and then prove that we're not a bad podcast and that somebody actually used it. But, you know, like, hey, I'm not here to make you buy anything. I'm just here to tell you. They sent us some stuff and we used it and I think it did some stuff. It worked good. Like, if you want to replace your coffee in the morning, if that's making you feel a bit sluggish as opposed to woken up, because that happens sometimes, give this a go. Actually, you know, if you're buying a fancy coffee in the mornings, you're stopping by a barista, this costs about the same and it's probably better for you. That's a probably, not definitely. I am not a doctor. Anyway, ZESTYLIFE20, that's the code. Have a go at Magic Mind if you're interested. I've got other lists. You want to hear news events, the big stuff, news events.
News events.
Yeah, what do you think happened this year? Can you think of five things that made the news? They're people, they're events, they're natural things, they're other stuff. What do you think happened?
I don't think I'm good at this.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think?
I'm not tapped in. I can't.
Okay. I've got an idea. I've got an idea.
I can't.
All right. I'm going to give you the global number one. All right. The global number one search for 2023 was the war in Israel and Gaza. Okay.
Whoa, that's
it's pretty heavy.
Heavy for this podcast.
Yeah. What do you think was the number one in Australia searched? What do you think it was? Because it's not the war in Gaza.
Pepsi.
You know, you're oddly close.
Coca-Cola.
No.
Sunkist.
No. This is an Aussie thing to search on the internet as it gets.
Beer.
Optus outage.
Oh, Optus.
Optus, the second biggest phone provider in Australia.
They're not good.
Nah, they're always
they're
out.
They're real bad.
Okay.
Oh. I had a friend on Optus. We're not friends anymore because I hate them, but also because I can never get a hold of them.
Hey, Hardy, the number two search recipe in Australia for 2023 was the Grimace Shake.
I don't think that. Is that a recipe, really?
Well, no, the people wanted to know what was in it. That's why it was searched.
Okay, cool.
What do you know about the Grimace Shake? I remember you telling me about it because you were working at a certain establishment briefly at the start of the year.
I was working at KFC and I was angry about the publicity of McDonald's.
You were not working.
Hey, speaking of KFC, did you know in Japan they actually eat KFC for Christmas?
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, and so the Grimace Shake was crazy. So basically, people, they'd eat the Grimace, no, they'd drink it. Well, it is a thick shake, so I guess you could say either one. And it would be so crazy, because when they'd eat it, it would cut to them sort of being dead in a pool of Grimace Shake. I presume.
Wait, what?
Because Grimace would kill them.
What? Is this a meme that people were making?
Yeah, that was the meme.
So it was, the people were making videos on TikTok.
There was a viral
meme. And it went viral and they would go, order a Grimace Shake and they'd drink it. And then a la Five Nights at Freddy's.
And
they would be dead in a spilled pool of Grimace Shake.
Yeah. And some of them are more tongue-in-cheek than others, just sort of like being like, oh, it's so silly that they made a Grimace Shake. That's so stupid. And we buy buy one, oh, it tastes so bad, I'm dead in a pool of Grimace shake. But someone more like, oh my God, Grimace, spooky guy like Siren Head. Do you know about Siren Head?
Wait, I feel we've moved on, but what the heck is Siren Head?
He's a spooky guy.
Okay.
He's real long, like Slender Man, but longer. He's even longer than Slender Man, Dad.
Yeah, has he got a siren for a head?
Yeah.
Air raid siren.
Yeah.
So he's just got a big protruding cone for a head.
Yeah, I think.
And they don't call him cone head?
No.
They call him siren head.
Because there's two on each side.
Oh, okay. He's got a normal head. Does he look like me?
No. You know, there's two.
What does his face look like?
There's two sirens. And then
are they just coming out where
it's like a box.
So he's got a box with sirens either side of his head. Yeah. Where his ears would be.
I think so, technically.
It's not the front and the back, it's the sides.
I cannot remember.
Do they go over his shoulders or straight ahead? It's a simple question.
I think they go over his shoulders.
I'm going to have to look up Siren Man now.
No, don't do that. He'll kill you in 7 days.
He will not.
I don't think that's how that one works, but that's definitely one of them. But yeah, they go on the side.
Wow. That's terrible. Okay. Siren Head. Yeah, and this one, they've put him in Jurassic Park. So they just add him into movies.
Also, I guess some people might do that as like a joke.
Somebody's tried to make a Slendery Man, but Siren Man's huge. Siren Head.
He's so much bigger than Slender Man.
Siren Head is like a, he's not quite Godzilla.
No, he's not Godzilla sized.
But he's like four people tall?
He's like a tree.
Yeah, he's like a big tree. He's kind of like a Wicker Man with a big siren on his head.
Yeah, I think I saw like a thing.
Somebody
made a Siren Head caught on camera and then he did a little dance. I think he twerked. And so I don't know much about Siren Head. But yeah, so Grimace Shake, a bit spooky. People have been a bit spooky with it.
Not as spooky as Siren Head. What's your other favorite meme of this year?
I don't follow memes. I don't like them.
That's not true.
I hate memes.
You're a meme head.
I'm not a meme head.
You're a memey.
You take that back.
No.
I'm not a meme head.
You seen this? You seen this one that all the kids are into?
I'm not.
Skibbity Toilet.
Skibbity Toilet is lame.
Oh, well.
How much? Memes. I like literature.
How much Skibbity Toilet have you watched?
Zero. And I have watched 100 Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
I feel like
you're just shutting me down. I was trying to talk about Skibbity Toilet.
I don't do yes anding. Okay. I do no and Lord of the Flies. But sure, if you want to talk about the Skibbity Toilet. You can do that.
No, I don't want to anymore.
You can talk about that.
I watched 5 hours of Skibbity Toilet and I don't want to talk about it.
You have to talk about it now. You watched 5 hours of it?
Well, I probably watched 2 hours of it.
There's 2 hours of it?
Yeah, easy.
What?
Yeah, there's like all this fan stuff made.
How much?
That's not official Skibbity Toilet.
You watched the stuff that isn't even canon to Skibbity.
Oh, no, I watched the canon stuff.
How much canon stuff?
I don't know how many episodes they're up to, but I think I got up to like 30.
That's so many.
30-something. Yeah.
There's so many. So what happens?
It's terrible.
Why do you watch so much of it then?
It's terrible because it was a head in a toilet, right?
Yeah.
Bad animation. Stupid song.
Yeah.
And that was funny for a bit. But then what happened was they started telling the story of a war.
A war.
Yeah. Between the Skibbity Toilets who are invading the Earth. And then
they're invading Earth?
Yeah. And then
they were the good guys.
No. And then there's these camera head guys who are fighting back. I don't know if they're good or not. It's quite ambiguous. But it's just a war.
Very layered.
Like there isn't any cool story or, you know, thing of redemption or anything like that. It's just one side fighting the other side. And I think we're vaguely on the side of the camera heads.
Yeah.
And then there's like this whole siren guy comes up later. And
there's a siren guy, like Siren Head?
Oh, no. He's got like heaps of speakers on him and he's got these stabby arms.
That's weird.
There is probably a 3-year-old out there yelling at me the name of the... You don't know. His name is like Speakerface or something. I don't know.
Speakerface.
No, but
it probably is Speakerface.
But they've gotten really big. So now we've gone from the ground troops to these big, like, you know, like a big mech-sized thing fighting each other. That's Skibbity Toilet. It's not fun, nor is it funny. It's just a harrowing war, badly animated. And then, like, okay.
We should just, I've maybe I should just... and Seth.
Hang on, let's start again because I was talking over you.
Joe Rogan.
Hold on. I guess if I click on them, I'll get top 10, but I don't really want to. Oh, I got to search things. No, I'm not doing this. That's a city. Boo, 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 boo. Go back.
Let's just
your local year in search. So I got to look up American cities. I'm not doing that. Okay.
You really got to.
You've got to stop doing so many callbacks because.
Yeah, because this isn't going out. I hope the Christmas brainstorm episode comes out before this one, or this is going to make no sense.
It's I might cut that entirely.
The Christmas song.
No, not the Christmas songs. Your Joe Rogan bit.
Don't do it. No.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.